Are we going to put him on?
Okay, we got Gary Major.
We got a major guy here.
Let me make an adjustment here. We've got Gary Major on the phone, and I got to do this and do that and do this and all right, and do this one more thing. Gary, you're on the air.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Hey, you guys are doing a heck of a job this weekend.
You
really
you.
Are.
Thank
I have
you.
Heard parts of it, and overall, I'm impressed. A couple of thoughts because we're talking about the final days. When I was the program director, let me turn this jam box down.
This is great. You know, this is great. The guy, you know, that was program.
The guy you're about to roll the tape and bad rap.
No, we didn't bad rap anybody, but you are on the tape.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, we had the final days. The one thing that you know through all of this with Jack Hood coming in and with the magic ticket and all of that. The interesting thing was. They came in and I think pulled the plug May 9th or 10th or whatever it was. We were kind of in the final days, and I was program director, and a new GM came in and said, cut the contest. Can't cut the contest. You know, we've committed for the time frame, and okay, cut all the prizes back to $100 maximum, which was, you know, one way to economize. Funny thing was, we're the only radio station, and it had at that time then become KJ100. If you go back to the spring of 79 Arbitron, we're the only radio station that went up. We went from a 5.4 to a 7.9. And when it came back, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't sell it anymore because it was no longer in existence. The whole idea was it came up. If you go back and look. But the whole idea was to green the radio station and basically make a run at HAS in the adult contemporary market. And our adult numbers came up a lot. So, I mean, it's one of those. By the way, it was the University of Notre Dame basketball we were carrying on a delayed basis.
Okay, I remember
Tennessee.
That.
Yeah. And I think we had Notre Dame football in there. And we did a lot of things. The Yankee baseball ploy was, since nobody was listening to our radio station at night anyway, was to... And I'm trying to think who was doing nights then, because Rusty was afternoon.
Steve Avery? Steve Parker?
Yeah, Steve Parker Avery, yep. Yeah, and he's down in Orlando now fixing computers, I think.
He is married to, this is a bizarre twist.
Yes,
he is married to Andrea Cooper, who was the sales manager for a while, or the assistant to the sales manager.
Yeah.
And they look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
But when, you know, the nighttime ratings were bad, and it was a way to get consistent daily newspaper listings.
Right.
Okay, so people could see you were a changing radio station. But it was funny because I think we only had maybe five games on, and after all the changes and everything, I was doing a MC of a talent contest or something at Jewish Community Center, and I had all these people coming up who said, what happened to the Yankee baseball? Who all came off the East Coast and loved it.
Yeah,
I'm a baseball fan, too, and it was not, I'd listen to those games, I'd go, why? But they were the defending world champions. You know, there was some logic in it. You couldn't, at the time we explored the Cardinals, you couldn't get the Cardinals in town because it was the Cincinnati market down here. So the only way you could go was if you went far away. And they were the Yankees were the only ones who had literally a nationwide network. They had stations in Hawaii that carried them. Now, if you can imagine in Hawaii, because of the time delay on a night game in Hawaii, you know, it would be an afternoon game, but if it was a day game, they'd be waking up to it.
Right.
Can you imagine waking up to Yankee baseball at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Really?
But we had, there was some great talent that came in, and I think that if it was given a run, if the money was there, because the other thing that hasn't been talked about was through all of this, Charles Sawyer, who was the owner of the chain, died.
Right.
And when he had made a 3-year commitment for us to make this change to the general manager and myself. And, you know, 8 weeks later, he died. He was 94. We never expected he was going to die.
Yeah.
You know, because his health was good, and he just died. So the radio station passed to the family. The family looked around and said, oh, yeah, you, the stockbroker grandson, it's yours now. You deal with it. And the general manager we had made a mistake of calling him a radio neophyte. What was the other? Oh, yes. He was accused because we had his son on staff who was, you know, a pretty decent broadcaster. Not great, but he would do good filling and good news. Then, all of a sudden, they get into this screaming battle about nepotism. And our boss, at the time, said, where would you be without nepotism? To the guy who's now running the radio chain. So right. It wasn't too long after that the changes were made. And I was the one who, Gary Jackson can tell you, Gary Jackson Smith Jenkins.
Griffin,
thank you. Trying to spit all these names out, remember them. We'll tell you that, you know, we had the Gary battle midday when the change is made, because he was doing KJFM, I was doing KJAM, and I was kind of like the lame duck program director that got to sit around and just fire the people they didn't want anymore.
Yeah,
you know, and
which happens a lot.
Oh yeah, I got to go in one very quick meeting with the news department, blow out the entire news department. Well, I think Jim Jenkins was news director at the time. I got to fire him, and as people came in to report to shifts, I got to fire them. So I got to be the hatchet man, and it was really none of my doing. But I'm waiting to hear this tape, guys. And good luck. You're doing a terrific job, and I know, Bob, I told you I wasn't interested in participating, but I thought, well, we're getting to that era. There's a lot of information I need to fill in here, because, you know, when you're dealing with it on a standpoint of working for somebody, it's one thing, and you're not in on all the management decisions that are made. But, yeah, we were struggling. We had the financial support of the owner, and then the owner died. And what do you do?
Well, Gary, I don't know if you remember this, but at the time, I'd come back from Nashville, worked at a couple of stations briefly,
right,
just to get back to work, and went over to what was then WNUU and
Yo-Yo.
Ended up being program director almost exactly at, and Bo Brady, Tad Murray was with me, and almost exactly at that time, WKLO became the new KJ 100 with about 50 times more money than we had. Now the station is now WRKA,
right?
But and when the new company bought it and they finally got rid of their bad management in the early 80s, they became number one. But we were sitting over there going, "All right, we're on track. We're going to get this thing going and everything." The manager of Wacky was afraid that people were going to catch on to the radio station, but they didn't have any money to promote it. So there goes KLO. NUU comes in, we're going, we're going to do something here. And then that's when Great Trails started, KJ 100,
right,
through John Odding.
Right.
And,
KJ was a great radio station. It had, you know, had some good talent, stayed on track for about the first 3 years. See, the strange thing is here, of course, I put KLO to rest when the last morning of the KJ era, and I think yesterday you said something about March of 85, it was August of 85 when the switch was made.
Okay.
I did the last hour on KJ 100.
Wow.
With the retrospective of who had worked through the period. And I haven't heard you mention from KLO days. I haven't heard Chuck Diamond's name mentioned.
We talked about him today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just about an hour ago.
Okay,
here.
I missed that.
This is WDJX AM Louisville. It's 11 o'clock. Okay.
Okay, got to do those legal things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, I heard you talking about Shotgun, and, yeah.
Shotgun,
who knows where Shotgun is?
But we'd sure like to know.
We think he's in either Oregon or Seattle.
That was last, no, that's been about, last I knew he was out there, that was about 8 or 10 years ago.
Okay.
Did you try to get a hold of Bobby Franklin, Robin Walker?
Yes, many times, and haven't been able to locate him.
He's probably afraid of us.
Everybody said he's in LaGrange.
Yeah, he was.
Not in prison.
Not in prison.
He lives out there.
He has a horse farm out there, and we don't know where he is.
Okay, yeah, because I ran into him one day, like at you know, one of the discount stores, and that was a couple of years ago, which was amazing.
Well,
he doesn't look like he's changed. He still wears wide belt buckles and the wide belt.
He's got the cowboy boots.
Yep.
And
yep.
The hat.
But
it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, we had a good staff. KJ had a good staff. I did the last hour on KJ and the first hour, or the first rest of the morning on DJX, which is having strange transitions through all of that.
But so you put WKLO, KJ 100, and CII to rest, all three of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to do all these things.
Man. I hope we're getting all this on tape.
We are. This is why I'm no longer in radio. Okay, because then, because the one era that you just touched on briefly was when the morning that we took CII from country to the what then was going to be an adult contemporary, because we had this huge market study. We paid about $8,000 for a market study, and they said,
right,
we ought to do adult contemporary. That's the whole. The study was taken, and like 4 days after the study was when Wacky dumped the oldies format.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we should have come back with oldies, and we didn't. We came back with this hybrid AC, which was live in the morning, and then the rest of the time was satellite. And then it took us about a year to finally say, hey, you know, the hole is still here for oldies and we ought to do it. And the oldies was coming up nicely when Stoner picked up the station, but they already had their plans made when they made the bid. They knew exactly what they were going to do. But the last morning of country, I think I played All My Rowdy Friends have settled down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great.
But a few. There's a few of them down here who are still kind of crazy.
Hey, Gary, why don't you come down here later on today?
I've got baseball stuff to do, and I've already committed for some other things, but I'll be listening and enjoying like everybody else is. And
well, let me say this, Gary. We are, and this is we're having a little do tonight at a place.
We'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, okay. We don't want to mention it on the air because obviously you know
everybody will come
down there.
Yeah,
but
you
we're
mean,
having
a, have it like an open house party.
Yeah, we're having a little do tonight about 6:30, and we'd really like it if you would be there. We would love it. We miss you, and we want you to be here.
Okay. Appreciate it, guys. Good
all
luck.
Right. And if you can't make it down here, maybe call back later on today and tell your story. I mean, how you got into broadcasting and on down the line.
I don't
okay.
want to do that.
Well, whatever. if you'd like to.
Well, when you played the air check that had Love and Tom Kennedy, and that was
yeah, and
that
you
was
on there.
73 when I was on there because that was right after I came to town.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, that back then, that was a great radio station.
Oh, yeah.
People. I think that the one person that enough hasn't been said about probably the most talented person I worked with at KLO was Mike Rivers.
Oh yeah, definitely. We mentioned him several times.
Okay, I've heard him mentioned a little bit on the air check, but he was just, you know, one of the great rock and roll disc jockeys and one of the most creative production people in the country.
Personally, I think Mike was a lot better as a production guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he did the jingles. He made jingles for clients for their commercials and was just a whiz in a production room. And was a good jock, too. But
when I first came to town, I was following him. And the one sense of timing he had that was incredible was he could put on a 2-minute and 30-second record. He could flag down a car with a pretty girl because he had like five or six wives, okay?
Yeah.
But he'd flag down a car on Walnut Street with a pretty girl in it, go out and talk to her for 2 minutes and 20 seconds, beat it back in the studio, never miss a beat.
I remember. I remember.
Okay. Those were the days.
Long live KLO in the mines, guys.
Yes. Hang on, Gary, and we'll get with you on where we're going to be.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. And we have Dick Braun here with us this morning. We're going to get Dick on, and Alan Bryan's also here with us. And
let's go ahead and roll this tape.
Yeah.
And folks, like I said, this was not for public consumption. This was just kind of a seat of the pants thing that we just kind of put together. It was a kind of a sales oriented thing. And there are people on here. There's Woody Stiles, who died in a plane crash.
Right.
He's on here, and there's a few other people, and it just kind of illustrates some of the links that we were going to in the last days of WKLO, and it also gives a little insight into the programming. And when we get to the React Traffic Control, I want everybody to listen to the guy's squeaky chair, because the guy on the radio makes a comment about it later. Okay,
here
roll that tape. Okay,
it's 11:05. Good morning. This is 1080's Days of Future Past, and these are the last days of WKLO.
This is a short story about the metamorphosis of two radio stations into one. None of the names have been changed to protect the innocent. We all know who the bad guys are.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Spring of 1979. And things were looking dark for the big 1080. Morale was at an all-time low. Ratings were at an all-time low. Station revenue was at an all-time low. Speculation was running high throughout the building. But only two employees really knew what was going on.
He's not going to make it through the book.
I'll give him till Derby Day. Meanwhile, the hits rolled on.
The Watterson, the Belvedere, and the Utterloo. But Radio Louisville, WKLO goes on.
Spaghetti Junction will not find. function, so what else is new? But Radio Louisville, WKLO, rolls on.
How about a final report this morning from the RIAC Control Central and Jefferson County Police Officer Donnie Wilson? Don?
Yes, Jack. There was a school bus broken down on the Oak Street ramp to I-65 southbound, which will probably block traffic until the City Expressway unit can clear that up. Also, we still have the water main break at 5th and Chestnut will probably tie up traffic. Also, the traffic lights are still out at 9th and Jefferson, and the city have personnel there directing traffic, so you might use caution in that area. This has been Officer Donnie Wilson from RIAC Control Central.
Donnie, we got to do something about your chair. Either that or get rid of those large crickets in there. I thank you. Have a good day, Don, will you? Don? Don doesn't want to have a good day. He will anyway.
Just make sure the world can't change or rearrange you. Just remember hula hoops and double-breasted suits have come and gone. But Radio Louisville, WKLO, goes on.
Radio Louisville, WKLO, with $60,000 in cash and prizes to give to you. Here's this hour's WKLO Magic Ticket Prize offering. This hour, WKLO wants to give you four round items, and they aren't bagels. We will have installed on the vehicle of your choice four steel-belted radial tires. These are top-of-the-line, brand-name tires that will give you thousands of miles of driving pleasure and safety. They will be expertly installed and balanced so that you can enjoy the maximum benefits. And if that isn't enough, how about a new paint job for that old clunker? You pick the color, we'll have all the rest done. A set of four radial tires and a new paint job for your car. All yours from WKLO.
The water's done and Dixie's jammed and you think it's all a con. Remember?
Radio
Downs is running, your horse ain't, and losing tickets pile high.
But Radio Louisville, WKLO goes on.
Dave Jacob Straub, Bill Meyer, Janice Owens, Barry Steiger, News Director Jess Peterson, Scott Thompson, Pat Blair, Debbie Troutman, Pat Longworth. WKLO News, the only radio station in town with a news department that is totally radio news. WKLO is not owned by a TV station or newspaper, so you know our news department has to hustle to stay on top. WKLO News, when you want it, when you need it, WKLO News is there. WKLO News, Louisville's best radio news team.
The styles of hair, the clothes we wear, the battle lines are drawn.
However,
Radio Louisville, WKLO goes on.
A salute to the classic stars of radio and the programs remembered best, including...
Just a minute, hey. Hey, you. Have you ever played this number before, Bub?
Played it? I made it.
The late, great Jack Benny became virtually an institution in broadcasting. He made his debut on the Ed Sullivan Show on May 2nd, 1931. In 1932, he appeared on his own program over CBS. After that came his long association with Jell-O and Lucky Strike. Among the many running gags on his show were Benny's perpetual age of 39, his stinginess, his ancient Maxwell automobile, the vault in his basement where he kept his money, and where the guard hadn't seen the light of day since the Civil War.
First to last, you keep on trying. No use crying out that it's not fair. Clean fit got so overflown, and since been shown to be so much hotter. Sit on back and just reflect the right perspective. Just remember lots of stars and loud guitars that faded with the dawn. The radio
with a 5.4 rating in a 78 October-November ARB, the advertising world wasn't exactly beating a path to 307 West Muhammad Ali Boulevard, even though we offered such classics as EnviroNet Weather, Bill Myers Sports Reports, React Control Traffic Reports, Grandma's Old Radio, WKLO Magic Ticket Contest, the Jack Hood Morning Program, the Christmas Festival of Music, our Sunday Morning Religious Avails, Notre Dame Football and Basketball, our award-winning newscasts, Computer Football, the WKLO Money Saver Promotion, the Jan and Dean Weekends, Mother Earth News, and Yankee Baseball.
Here's the throw, here's the play at the plate.
Then it happened. All the predictions came true. And on May 10th, 1979, a new page in Great Trails history was begun. The John Page Otting Show.
This is Woody Stiles, the new KJ100's roving reporter. Tell me, ma'am, what have you learned about John Page Otting?
All buyers are liars. Push like hell. A delinquent client has more stalls than Churchill Downs.
I understand. And you, ma'am?
Wonderful!
And do you have anything to add to that?
Trig Black is the world's greatest blues singer with such hits as a No Accountless Blues, a Lance Cracker Whale, a January Blues, and Boss, Boss, I Got No Gasoline.
I understand. And ma'am?
Wonderful!
Yes, and go ahead.
All gifts go to the general manager. We only have one guarantee, to take your money. That's M-O-N-E-Y.
This is Woody Stiles, the KJ100 Smut Reporter.
The radio war was on. Programming consultant E. Alvin Davis was called in. And 7 days later, stereo FM AM had arrived in Louisville.
This is WCSN Louisville. We'd like to welcome you to the Sunshine Sounds. And we know that if you've loved the Sunshine Sounds that we've been doing for years here, you're going to be crazy about this. Welcome to JJ 100.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can.
The new KJ100, stereo FM, AM. We're the new radio station in Louisville, the station that people are talking about already. The new KJ100, with fewer commercials, and with every third hour, absolutely, totally commercial-free. Every third hour with no commercials. Spread the word and dial us in. Stereo FM, AM at 100. The new KJ100. The new KJ100. Now here's how it's coming down. First off, we play fewer commercials than other stations. And every third hour is totally commercial-free. Plus, our disc jockeys don't talk on and sound like egomaniacal assholes. Now think about it. If we play fewer commercials, and every third hour is commercial-free, and if our disc jockeys don't talk a whole lot, then what do you think occupies all of our airtime? I think you've got it. And that's the name of that tune. Stereo FM, AM at 100. We're the new KJ100.
Almost overnight, everything changed. Morale and rates went sky high. And the end of an era, with WKLO and WCSN's call letters changed to WKJJ, AM and FM. Everybody was involved.
The new KJ100. WKJJ FM. Louisville gets down like a dog. This is Horace Roth welcoming you to the new KJ100.
With the two radio stations being programmed as one, came the concept of lateral replays.
The new KJ100 introduces a totally new concept in radio. The KJ100 Lateral Replay. Now you can hear your very favorite songs twice in a row, if you like. Anytime we play one of your favorites that you'd really love to hear again, just switch over to KJ100 on AM, and it'll play in just a few minutes. Now imagine, you can hear your very favorite songs as much as you want, just by flipping back and forth on the new KJ100. Now, of course, we can't offer lateral replays during simulcast periods. But for the remainder of the day and the night, we'll double your pleasure. The KJ100 Lateral Replay, originated by and heard exclusively in stereo FM AM only on the new KJ100. It was almost like magic. People everywhere were listening to the new KJ100 with lateral replays, Saturday night specials, concerts, and some wild and crazy air talent.
We're commercial-free this hour, and as I told you, David Brinkley is 59 years old today. It's the 10th of July, and so my body and fender man has provided me with some news stories that you won't hear anywhere else. Absolutely won't. Here's one more for you. The Department of Health, Education, and Welfare has given up on scaring smokers with the talk of lung cancer and heart attacks. Now they're trying to prove that it causes acne.
Skylab, a tornado, and a major
but you still need some cigarettes right now, right?
Having a nicotine fit scares me worse, I guess.
And you can't leave the building right now because you're like me, you are on guard until 10 o'clock this morning, right?
Yeah, duty comes first, right?
Duty comes first. So if any of you who are coming downtown around Muhammad Ali and Third, if you happen to have an extra set of life shorteners on you, the kind that you suck on, Woody could use some. You want to mention the brand, or did we not mention the brand?
Well, can I? I don't want to.
They're pretty cool, aren't they? Whatever.
Yeah, they are. There you go.
That's good, pal.
All right.
All right.
Day 100 in evil but beautiful. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock with Hutch this morning. Partly cloudy skies today. It's going to fare off later on with a high of around 85 today and tomorrow. It's going to be nice for the next couple of days. Partly cloudy and 69 now. You know what the weather is for Yorktown, Scottsdale, and Confederate Acres, don't you?
I heard you reporting on that this morning.
It's flies. Man alive, how lucky can you get? Three piles of horse poop the size of houses were left out in that neighborhood. And after a couple of weeks, every fly in the Midwest found out about it. And every fly in the Midwest is out there now.
They can have a fly in, right?
Yeah, the poop is gone, but the poop on the whole situation is that the flies will be around for a while. So if you get invited to a cookout out there, don't go. And also, if somebody brings some raisin bran by the station and it flies away, you'll know where it came from. The new KJ 100 at 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock with Hutch. This morning it is time now for Pick Your News, the stories I decide I want on the air. President Carter is still holed up at Camp David. He's inviting anybody who'll come to discuss national problems with him, like his low popularity. Reportedly, he'll bring his solutions to the nation's television as soon as the gong show can work him in, and one of the proposals he's decided is to put teeth into his energy program by announcing the development of an energy-efficient car that has no engine at all. You just park it in the driveway and tell everybody how economical it is.
The new KJ100 Stereo FM AM at 345. This is David Kent. Every third hour here is totally commercial-free. Got a commercial-free hour coming up this afternoon at 4 o'clock right here on the new KJ100. The new KJ100 day in Kansas, a little rock and roll.
That is a monolith album. That's People of the South Wind. This is David Kent at 349 on a Tuesday afternoon, y'all.
Introducing
Dixie Highway.
The heavens continue to cry. And everybody else has too, because they are. Hot and humid, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon or tonight, but sunny tomorrow. Depends on what you call sunny, doesn't it? High today, 85. Low tonight, 70. Cloudy now, 75 at the new KJ100.
With the hiring of new staff members and the realignment of certain staff jobs, not to mention the 12 and 15-hour days being logged by everybody, it all paid off. In a little more than 90 days, the new KJ100's rate card was approaching President Carter's requested setting for thermostats in public buildings. Not only was it the highest rate ever attained by the company, but the highest rate card in Louisville. And according to RAM Research, as of August 1979, less than 90 days after the format change, the new KJ100 was rated the number one radio outlet in Louisville. With hard work and determination, not to mention sheer energy, and without any promotion or any major advertising of any kind, the superstation is on its way. Stereo FM AM, the new KJ100.
Well,
Well,
like I said, that tape was not exactly for public consumption, but it was a little something that we kind of put together in the studio. And
don't worry, guys, nobody's listening.
You know, that's right. Love just said, "Don't worry, guys, nobody's listening anyway." But anyway, a little bit of Louisville trivia. When E. Alvin, when we made the switch there from CSN to KJ, and I remember Gary Major being in the studio. We were all kind of standing around in the studio that night. We were still carting up music. We were still taping music to play on the radio. We only had about six or seven tunes carted up. But we're all standing around, and E. Alvin does the switchover, and he called it JJ100. And like I said earlier, that at that time we had not decided what the radio station was really going to be. It was either going to be KJ or JJ, and I guess everybody knows that we chose KJ, and that was basically it. And the old man doing the get down like a dog thing was a 78 or 80 year old man, salesman Horace Roth, the greatest radio time salesman there ever was. And anybody who ever knew Horace knew that he wasn't putting anybody on. That's the way he talked, man. And I think we got it on tape. We're gonna roll it again.
The new KJ100. WKJJ-FM. Louisville gets down like a dog. This is Horace Roth welcoming you to the new KJ100.
That's Horace. Oh, that's great. Yeah.